AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Further evidence the Iran war is hitting Americans' pocketbooks. Sagar Magani reports higher gas prices have sent inflation surging.
The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index jumped 3.8% from April a year ago. On a month-to-month basis, they rose 0.6%. Gas prices were up 5.4%. Still, so-called core prices, which leave out food and energy, rose relatively modestly, suggesting the energy price spike is not spilling over much into other costs. Yesterday, President Trump said once the war ends,
you're going to see gasoline and oil drop like a rock.
But for now, Americans are getting squeezed by gas prices that have shot past $4.50 a gallon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices rose another 3% plus today, Brent crude settling just under $108 per barrel. Stocks were mixed, the S&P slipping 0.2%, the Nasdaq 0.7% as tech shares retreated, but the Dow edged higher, up 56 points. President Trump's en route to China at this hour for a meeting with President Xi Jinping, and Jennifer King reports.
In Cambridge, Massachusetts, Monday afternoon, video by Youssef Adel captured the scene as a man with an assault-style rifle fired more than 60 rounds at cars on Memorial Drive along the Charles River before he was shot and taken into custody. Bullets tore through cars and two drivers were injured.
People were jumping from their cars, scattering in various directions.
Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan says a state trooper and an armed civilian responded to the threat.
Went towards the suspect with their weapons to try to end that situation.
The suspect, 46-year-old Tyler Brown, was released from prison this year after pleading guilty to shooting at police in Boston's South End in 2020. Audio courtesy WCVB. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Federal prosecutors have announced criminal charges over the 2024 collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Accusing a Singapore-based ship operator and a senior employee of making critical decisions that caused the vessel to crash into a support column of the bridge, killing six people and covering up what happened. U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, Kelly Hayes, announced the charges against
Synergy Marine Private Limited, Synergy Maritime Private Limited, and Radha Krishnan Karthik Nair.
FBI Special Agent in Charge, Jimmy Paul.
The collapse should never have happened. As alleged, the bridge was struck and collapsed because those who were responsible for the ship's operation deliberately cut corners at the expense of safety.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.